many other things in the end time scenario are portrayed in Gideon's story that are in complete agreement with what we understand as Seventh-day Adventists. And some of them are not simply in agreement with what we understand, but they are some very strong arguments to support some of the controversies that we have prophetically. As we begin to look at Babylon and the 10 kings of Revelation 17 as illustrated in Gideon, as we look at the time of Jacob's trouble as illustrated in Gideon, as we look at the martyrdom that takes place as illustrated in Gideon, and the fall of Babylon is illustrated in Gideon, the close of human probation, all these issues and others are just ahead in our study. I pray that you will follow the counsel of one of the quotes. I want to see if I can turn back to it. And this was one of the first quotes we started from, Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 307. I want to counsel you to take this one to heart. Don't accept anything that you've been hearing me say. Test it. See if it's so. Sister White says this, allow no one to be brains for you. Allow no one to do your thinking, your investigating, and your praying. This is the instruction we need to take to heart today. Many of you are convinced that the precious treasure of the kingdom of God and of Jesus Christ is in the Bible which you hold in your hand. You know that no earthly treasure is attainable without painstaking effort. Why should you expect to understand the treasures of the Word of God without diligently searching the Scriptures? Brothers and sisters, test these things that you're hearing and see if they're so. If they are so, they are designed to give you the mental fortitude, the conviction, and the desire to continue the work of tearing down the idols that exist in our life, the idols of self, that Sister White so clearly identifies as the altars of Baal. These must come down if the Lord is going to use us as He used Gideon in Judges 6 through 8.